Hello, this is Michael from Georgia Opinion Service. How are you doing today?
Are you calling from where?
I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Service, sir. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you some questions, if you don't mind.
Go ahead. I'll answer the ones I want to.
Very good. Can I ask you what is your year of birth?
1950.
Thank you so much. And also, let me ask you, may I ask you what is your race?
I'm half African-American and Hispanic.
Okay. And also, let me ask you, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm sort of tricked in between.
Between which one, sir?
I'm not sure.
Do you consider yourself a little bit stronger from one to the other, by any chance?
Do independent.
Okay. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
High school education.
High school. Okay. And next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you satisfied, someone satisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
Sort of straddle the fence. A little satisfied, a little dissatisfied.
Okay, would you consider that probably as a somewhat satisfied or somewhat unsatisfied?
Somewhat unsatisfied.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor?
Sort of disapprove.
Sort of disapprove? Okay. And how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using a scale from 0 to 10, sir, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, you might use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of a person or a group, tell us that as well. So how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of Kamala Harris, sir, from 0 to 10?
10.
What about Brian Kemp?
5.
What about Sir Ron DeSantis?
5.
What about Tim Scott?
I don't know about Tim Scott. Give him a 5 also. I keep up with a little political, but not a whole lot.
Okay, understood. What about Sir the Republicans in Congress?
Need to be changed.
Okay. How will we rate that from 0 to 10?
No, it was 5.
Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Now, that's a whole situation altogether. No comment on that.
Okay. Would you rate it from 0 to 10? How much?
0 to 10.
Yeah, 0 is very cold and unfavorable, and 10 means that you are very warm and favorable towards Donald Trump.
I don't know. I'm straddling the fence on that.
Okay. And what about Joe Biden?
Give him about a 7.
Okay, thank you, sir. And also, let me ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Yes. 10.
Thank you very much, sir. And also, No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? In the same rate, the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means that Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community. How would you rate that?
I will say 10.
Okay. And how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you consider that would you say that is much more powerful, someone more powerful, there's no difference, it's someone less powerful, or it's much less powerful?
More powerful.
Okay, there are two ranges between more powerful, which can be much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Okay. And we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices, sir?
Going
from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. Would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Care a whole lot.
Okay, so that's a great deal.
Yeah.
Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Just a little bit better.
Okay, there are two levels for a little bit better. There can be gotten better or stay about the same.
What'd you say the first one was?
The first one is gotten better.
Let's put gotten better on.
Okay. I'm going to read you a list right now, sir, of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale of 0 to 10, when 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. And, of course, you can use any number between 0 and 10. One of the issues they should be focused on...
Have you got the same questions for the Republicans?
No. This is about taking a list of issues.
Well, if you ain't got a list of Republicans, just eliminate that one altogether.
It's all together. Yeah, it's all together.
No comment on it.
Okay. But just for the purposes of the servicer, let me tell you the list of the issues, okay? And you can just rate them from 0 to 10. What about jobs and wages? How would you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. What about healthcare?
That's a 5, because healthcare is going to the dogs.
Okay. What about reducing racism and discrimination?
The scale is what now, from 1 to 10? Me and 10?
Yeah, 10, it is definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities, and 0 definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities.
Well, it should be one of both of them priorities. You can't decide on one or the other.
Exactly. So, as for now, would you rate that from 0 to 10, how much?
Like I said, if you can't rate the Democrats along with the Republicans, there's no need answering the questions. One, it may be doing better than the other, but you need to know if it's going to be both or not. Let's skip that question. Skip that question.
Okay, so as of for now, if we are focusing on Democrats only, sir, would you rate that as a 0 since we are not including the Republicans or 5?
Sure. Let's see. It's either one or the other, huh? Democrat or Republican.
Yeah. And it will be how much from 0 to 10?
You said how much for the Democrats, and then that doesn't, the same question needs to apply to the Republicans too.
Yeah, it should apply.
But you saying Democrat?
Yeah, as for now, the part of this survey is for the Democrats only. But of course, we're going to be focusing on the Republicans as well.
When?
Moving forward in the survey.
You need to do both of them at the same time. You don't need to do one now and call back and do the other one later.
No. We'll also include that in the same survey. Uh-huh.
All right, just skip it.
Okay. What about the student loan debt?
They need to help with it.
Okay. And how much would that be rated if it needs help?
Oh, 10.
Okay. What about the abortion access?
I think that all together needs to be left up to the woman, because God gave her the body, and man has no reason to try to define what she can do with it. So let's skip that one.
Okay. And what about climate change?
What kind of change?
The climate change.
Oh, well, you definitely need to do something about that.
Okay. A 10. Okay. Thank you, sir. And right now, I'm going to reach a list of... All right, give me a moment.
How many more questions you got?
We are halfway of the survey, sir.
Halfway?
Yeah.
How many questions did you have? You already done with about 15, ain't you?
Kind of, yeah. It would
you
be
got
like 15
more.
But I'm making it as quick as possible.
Well, I tell you what, I don't feel like asking anymore. You can just cut it off right here.
Okay, I understand, sir. First of all, I want to say that I thank you for all the answers given up to today, right? And everything is going to be classified in private, okay?
Yeah, you said that, but it'll come out somewhere different.
Yeah, if all the questions are classified by the customer, and they will keep it as private before the elections, right? But of course, I want to thank you for the time over the phone, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day, sir.
All right. The number that you called, does it have a name associated with it?
No, the number was chosen at random, and it doesn't have any name on it.
All right. Well, why are you going to keep it private then if it was chosen random?
Yeah, it was only,
you don't know who it is if you chose it random.
No, it was only generated by the system. We didn't catch any name on it. Not even caller ID. It was automatic chosen.
All right. Uh-huh. Have a good one.
Same to you, sir. Bye-bye.